Hello there, this is Dog Walking David, and I'm out for a little walk with my dog. It's late in the evening, not that late though, not as late as I usually get out, but I'm having a wander around, and I should really be at a thing called Corrifock. Now Corrifock is where they run in the street with fireworks, and it's called Corrifock because it's Corre, which is running, and Fock, which is fire. So you kind of got running fire. And to be quite honest, I really should have made the extra effort to get out to it because I didn't see it last year either. And it is really something quite special. I really enjoy seeing some of the Spanish Catalan traditions. Well, this is one of a Catalan one because it's Corrifock, which is in Catalan rather than in Spanish. So there you go. And basically what happens is that you get the young people, a group of young people that organise themselves, and they get paid to do this well, so they paid to get the fireworks. And they get a stick, and on top of it there's kind of like a nail or something like that, and they put a firework on it, and they spin it around, and all the firework sparks go off in all sorts of directions, and it's quite interesting and quite good. And there you go, that's Corrifock. And then what happens is that all the young bucks in the town, what they do is they put on old clothes, they cover their faces up, they put hats on, funny straw hats, some of them as well. And I think they catch on fire as well, but they don't. Anyway, so what they do is they try and get as close as they can to these devils that are spinning these fireworks around their heads and get as close as they can and even lift them up if they can as well. And the first time I saw it, I was amazed and I was fascinated and I couldn't get close enough to it and I thought it was brilliant. And I think these days, when I go and watch it, if I go and watch it next time, I'll probably not get quite so close. The last one I saw of these was in Santa Cristina, and it hasn't been done for the last 2 years because there's been less money around to do these sorts of things. So that was quite good. There was fire eaters with that one as well, so more sort of fire sort of things. And it's part of the, this one is part of the San Felipe de Guixols tradition of having a fiesta or festa major. So that's what's happening this week in San Felipe de Guixols, a festa major. All the towns around here will be having one. There was a festa major in Santa Cristina last week and they have some orchestras playing. Well, they call them orchestras here, but they're really sort of a band, you know, sort of a big band type thing, and some singers, and it's all quite good really. There's going to be some music playing at this thing, and then there's a fairground as well, and people go off and they'll get on these fairground rides that spin them around, throw them up in the air, bring them back down again and spit them out the other side, that sort of thing. When I was a lad, I used to like that sort of thing and I would go on all sorts of things, but these days, do you know what, I just find it uncomfortable, so I don't do it. I'm getting a bit soft in my old age, I think that's what it is, bloody soft in my old age. But in the past, I've also gone to this thing and taken lots of photographs as well. And I'm still half tempted to just go and jump in a car and go off and take some photographs of the fireworks if there's any. Well, actually, I could do that tomorrow. That's the other thing. Tomorrow evening, there's the fireworks. The 4th of August is when they have the night of fireworks. I think it signals the end of the actual event. And then what happens is they set these fireworks off in the harbour, so a lot of people go down there and they sit on the beach, and it's a really fun thing to do actually, and the firework displays are usually absolutely marvellous. So I shall probably do that, although the latest information I've got from my wife is that we have to take a mother as well, so I've got the mother-in-law to take down. Well, thing is though, is that it'll be the first time that she's been for a long time, her mother, even though she lives just up the road from it. And this is because my wife's father was quite disabled, and he died at Christmas time. But he wasn't able to get down to this, and so basically she didn't go down and have a look at it because he couldn't get down there to this thing. So there you go, that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow evening. I'll be going to the fireworks. And I suppose having worked this afternoon in the heat, in the campsite, on the beach, it was quite nice just to get home and have a sit on the sofa and not do an awful lot. And I should have persuaded myself a little bit more. So there you go, that's a little bit about Currafoc, and what else can I tell you about it? It's really very good, actually. Actually, at the end of Currafoc, what they do is they go into the town square in front of the town hall, and it's where a market takes place on a Saturday. Actually, on a Sunday, beg your pardon. So on a Sunday, the market takes place there, and there's fruit and vegetables and everything in there next to the fish market. And what happens anyway on this Currafoc night is that there's no market in there, obviously. And they have a number of things that they set fire to. All sorts of fireworks being set off from the top of the council offices, the Ajuntament for San Feliu de Guíxols. And then there's also fireworks down at ground level as well. You'd think it'd be quite dangerous, actually. Another thing that happens is that these devils run around the town with the young kids that have following all their moves and getting close to them and everything as well. Is that it goes through some of the smaller streets in San Feliu, and then across the top of these streets there will be fireworks that also sort of send sparks showering down onto the people below. Well, you know what they say about health and safety. In England they wouldn't allow this sort of thing, and they probably wouldn't. There'd have to be a great big distance between anybody that was taking part and using these fireworks and anyone of the general public. The actual most dangerous part of it, actually, to be quite honest, is that people with pushchairs, and they've got kids in these pushchairs, and you're trying to walk along and you're either getting run over by the pushchairs or you trip over the buggers. All what happens is that the people with the fireworks all starts moving towards you, and people in front of you will start moving back, and you have to move back, and you end up falling across the top of a pushchair. I've seen it happen, actually. So there you go, health and safety gone mad. So this is Dave Allen talking a little bit about Currafoc, and it's on tonight, but I'm going to miss it. And tomorrow I'm going to go and see the fireworks display on the beach instead. So there you go. Bye-bye now, talk to you again soon.